أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. As we have read that the Christians of Najran had come to Medina Sharif to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to prove that Christianity is the right religion. And as explained, when a person comes like this, and if which is till today, a person thinks he's got strong arguments and he's very right. But when it's put to the test, many times he realizes what a fool he was and how stupid and useless and baseless his arguments were. They also presented all their cases, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, and this is also a wonderful strategy in a debate, that you use a common platform, that what we agree on and you also agree on, and on that basis you prove the person wrong. So what he does agree on, you prove him wrong. That is a very strong strategy in debate. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as we discussed yesterday, the first thing he told, that isn't it that you also believe, we also believe, that nothing and nobody is like Allah Ta'ala. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Allah is completely different. We don't know how Allah is. We haven't got any knowledge. So they agreed to that. Then when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has got a form of a human being, how can he be Allah? Allah hasn't got any form, like a face, nose, eyes. Isa alayhi salam had all that. So they were defeated on that point, and they admitted to that. The second point which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, isn't it that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will die and like every other person? And they also believe that Isa alayhi salam will come back to the world and he'll have a natural death. So that also they agreed. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, isn't it you believe and we believe that Allah, he lives forever and he never dies. He is for since ever, he is forever. They agreed on that point. So then how can Isa alayhi salam be God when you also accept and believe that he is going to die? Then the third point, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put to them, isn't it you also believe, we also believe, that Allah is the sole controller of the world. Allah is the creator, he is the one who brings us into existence, he provides for us, everything is in the control of Allah. They said, yes, we also believe in that. Did Isa alayhi salam control everything? Did he create the world? Then they were silent. They didn't have an answer. So they were defeated on that point also. Then the next point, the fourth point which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented to them, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was made in the womb of his mother. And he had features like a human being. Isn't that so? We also believe it. Don't you people also believe? They said yes. And so he was made like every other child in the womb of the mother. So was God made, Allah made like that? He said no. So they were defeated on that point also. Then the next point which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented to them, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born as a child. He was in the womb of the mother, and he was fed with by his mother in while she was bearing him, after 4 months when life had come in him, just like any other child. Then that first child was fed by the umbilical cord of the through the mother. Isn't that so? Yes. And when he was born, didn't he also eat and drink? Yes. He and his mother, which the Quran Sharif says, Kana ya'kulani ta'am. They used to eat food. So they admitted, yes, he used to eat also. Does Allah eat? No, Allah does not eat. Allah only feeds. Allah does not eat. So can he be God? They were silent and they were defeated on that point also. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to them, and on every point they were completely defeated. They thought they came with a very strong argument. And he came from the town of Najran, which was known to the Christians as the place of the seat of knowledge, of learning, and also the seat of piety. And these were the top, the elite people of the Christian people of the world, and they were totally defeated in this way. Also, as explained, that they believed that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God, and they believed that he is the Son of God, and they believe in Trinity. So is he, they must decide for themselves, what do they believe? Is he the Father or the Son? And you can't be both at the same time. You can't be the Father, God also, and you can't be the Son of God. Either you are God, or you are either the Son of God. How can you be both at the same time? And Trinity, part of God. Where does that fit in? So it is totally illogical. And as the Quran explains, we also have to be very careful when we go into misguidance. When Allah Ta'ala leads us astray, a person becomes so astray that he doesn't know that he's gone astray. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. In all that wrong thoughts of this, which unfortunately is very common today, people have got wrong beliefs, wrong ideas, and they are convinced we are on the right. And it is totally wrong. The world can see they are wrong, but they are still claiming that they are right. So this was the case for every person who goes astray, whether it was these people who thought themselves as the very learned and pious people of the Christian faith, or whether it is anyone else. So Allah Ta'ala, may Allah guide us. After that then, these ayat were revealed, and in which 83 ayat with regard to this deputation of the Christians of Najran that had come to Medina Sharif, and how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave them the da'wat. Also very interesting that we learn, they admitted all their faults, but they did not accept Islam. They were not prepared to accept Islam. Deen and Iman, as it comes in the hadith, dunya Allah gives to whom he likes and whom he doesn't like. Allah gives it to whom he likes. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was so wealthy. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another sahabi, they were so wealthy. On the other hand, these were people who Allah loved, and he gave them lot of dunya. And who he did not like? Fir'aun, Haman, etc. How very, very wealthy also. But Allah doesn't like them, they were on kufr. So dunya Allah gives, a person mustn't make dunya ever the criteria that Allah loves him. That Allah gives to whom he loves and whom he does not love. But deen, iman, Allah only gives to whom he loves. So if a person has got iman, and not just the words of iman, we must not be fooled by that also. The reality of iman. And then with the iman, yaqeen, the full conviction on that also. Lamma amanu wakanu bi ayatina yuqinun. That we have got the iman also, and yaqeen on those things also. If there's weakness of that, like now in COVID, we just saw how many of us faltered. We had our iman that Allah does everything. Then when the COVID came, COVID does. COVID, our life is in COVID's hand. That COVID can take our lives, etc. So we faltered. So they must have the correct iman also, and the correct yaqeen also. And this is what is very important. Otherwise, when a person hasn't got that, he goes astray, and then, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Those people whom Allah says, should we not inform you of those people who are going astray? They are doing the wrong things, and they thinking we are doing very good. They are doing very wrong, like the munafiqeen. They used to say, innama nahnu muslihun. We are the people who are doing very good, but they were the ones who were committing all the evil. So we must be very careful. And this explaining this instance of the Christians of Najran is a clear picture for us
to make sure that we don't think that as Muslims, as true Christians, what Isa alayhi salam taught, that was 100% correct. But these people had changed their beliefs also. And they believed in wrong things, in Trinity, in that Isa alayhi salam is Allah himself. Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. All wrong things. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also taught us the correct religion. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, my ummah will be divided into 73 groups. All of them will go to Jahannam besides one group. So are we of that one group? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, who is that group? He said, ma ana alihi wa ashabi. That which I am on and my sahaba. Are we on that? We have to check. Or we also have changed and we have got still, like Christians, they still say their religion is Christianity, but they were totally wrong. They were not on Christianity of Isa alayhi salam. They made their own name of Christianity, which was only a name, but inside were all the wrong beliefs. So we also must not think that we have just got Islam. Is it the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Or is it our own conjecture and our own modern Islam and our own beliefs and our own ideas? We have to be very careful, for in the qabr we won't be tested and we won't be checked what we think is right. But there we will be asked for the true right religion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should take this great lesson from there. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.